Hi, this is Carrie, and welcome to Tandem Talks, a podcast meant to empower you to live your life your way.
And I'm Craig. Join us as we go deeper with entrepreneurs and their journey creating success in business and life.
Hello, Tandem Talks listeners. We are super excited to have the one and only Chantel Sumas, who I like to call my neighbor, even though we're probably a good 6-minute drive to one another's houses. But I actually got to meet Chantel locally here in the Madison area. She is one of the world's most sought after personal brand experts. And I would say she's one part marketing magic and another part total inspiration with her story. She's been able to work with a lot of Fortune 500 companies, a lot of celebrities to build foundations around PR and help people be liked, memorable, and trusted while they're increasing their brand awareness and marketability. Her story is pretty incredible. She's a huge overcomer, and I hope we can dive into that a little bit on what she's been through in life while still really growing and thriving as a mom and as an entrepreneur. She's the CEO of Stardust Creative, a public speaker, a LinkedIn consultant, as well as a differently abled advocate. So we have a lot to dive into. Thank you so much for being here, Chantel, and would love to hear a little bit about your story. How in the heck did you land in the business space and in marketing?
Well, thank you for that amazing intro, Carrie. I appreciate it. It feels good when somebody says these things about you and you reflect on, wow, do I really do all that? Yeah, makes sense. So business, you know, was a family thing. I feel like my whole family has always been business minded. And I was actually, spoiler alert, I'm pregnant.
And I was crazy. Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. But we're trying to figure out names that we might name the new Sumas. And I was going through my family history, and one of the books of like our genealogy brings the story of my side of the family and their route from Germany to Russia and then to the United States. So I was going through this book trying to figure out, you know, names. And then I realized like every single generation owned a business, which was so unique to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, even my grandparents owned a farm and my dad worked on the farm. And then he opened an accounting firm and then I opened a marketing firm. And it's just kind of continued. Even my brothers are all business minded. So I guess it's in the blood. Short answer. Yeah. It's in our blood.
I love it. Well, and I'm curious, just like for you, the genesis, because you graduated high school. Did you start your business super young, or did that take a little time as you, I know you studied for a little while in traditional academia, but tell us that version of the story, because I think there's some fun lessons in there.
Yeah, you know, I never wanted entrepreneurship. I never thought of it as a cool thing to do. I thought a lot more smaller of myself, you know, that I would just be comfortable working for someone else, calling the shots my whole life and, you know, less responsibility, just coasting and routine and all that stuff. But that wasn't really true. I felt like when I fell into the business side of things, what really happened was I created a personal brand online using LinkedIn because I was frustrated with the employment process. I started creating content because I had recently gone through a incurable diagnosis of multiple sclerosis and went through blindness, mobility issues, hearing issues, and so much more. And so now that I was going through this employment process with a new disability and chronic illness, I had to apply with a disability. And every time I applied with a disability, there's a little box that you check, you know, in the application process, the Equal Opportunity Employer Survey. And every time I checked that box, no one ever called me back. No one gave me the next step in the interview process. Mm-hmm. And I got really irritated by that because I was 25 and I was basically told to just give up your career start applying for disability now because it'll take 3 years to get accepted. And, you know, without a career, you have no health insurance. So it was a really big pickle for me to be in. And chatting about that online seemed like the only kind of escape to get feedback, to get buy-in, to get inspiration and motivation. So I started doing that on LinkedIn because LinkedIn was a safe space for me. It was a space where professionals came to really level up their life, right? Not like Facebook or Instagram where it seems a little one-sided, like you just, it's your highlight reel all the time. So the support there was amazing. I mean, people started seeing the content, resonating with it. They had a story to share too, chronic illnesses that they were dealing with that have held them back. And then people wanted to work with me. You know, they asked, I want to work together. I support you in your mission. How can we work together? And that's really how the business was born. If it wasn't for that, there's no way I probably would be in entrepreneurship today because it's a workload.
Yeah, that just that snippet, it gives me the chills thinking about just how life is not linear, but the way you sort of direct it and guide with it and like use your vulnerability to show up in spaces and build community, just what that devolved into for you and your life and all the impact that you've been able to create now with Stardust and your personal branding. And it's really powerful. So thanks for taking the leap on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where Carrie found you, obviously. So, I got to hear you actually share at the Dream Bank in downtown Madison. Actually, it was a couple of years ago on my birthday, ironically.
It was probably 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago on my birthday. And I hadn't really done much on LinkedIn. I'd done a little bit, but not much. And so it was neat to hear you share and just get your insights and also hear about your story. And one thing though that, you know, you said and you spoke to is like, I always thought internally, like I was going to work for someone else, right? Well, then your case, it was kind of born out of a need or out of a frustration, which is how a lot of people go entrepreneurial, right? And so then just walk us through a little bit what that looked like. Cause you're okay, now I'm going to start doing something and I'm going to start working with people. And, you know, our book is about side hustling and how to do it well and how to keep your job, succeed and build something significant outside of that. So can you just talk us through like what that looked like? How did you sort of manage both? And then how did you make that transition or take things more seriously over time?
Ooh, so, you know, the imposter syndrome is real because I feel like that's what held me back for so long. But also the fact that, you know, just getting started, it's hard to put a price on yourself. It's hard to say I am worth this much and keep that number growing and growing. So originally I had done these speaking engagements, which don't get me wrong, speaking is great. It's great. You meet amazing people. But as an introvert, especially somebody with a lot of confidence issues and insecurities, speaking exhausts me so much. And I had to put a price on that. I had to put a price on the exhaustion. How much was I going to charge because of all the taxing that goes into creating a presentation and going traveling with a disability? And I have a mobility issue, or I had one really bad where I, you know, required wheelchair assistance at the airport. And the exhaustion afterwards bounced me out for like 3 to 4 days of just recovery time. So figuring out your energy management of not just the things that cost you the most energy, but in general, you know, what is it that you do that expels the most energy? What is it that you do that fills your energy, fills your cup? Because those are the things that you really want to hold on to. And understanding that in my journey helped me so much, because then I wasn't freaking out that as a side hustle, I was going to take 3 days off for this one speaking gig to make $1,000. But then I was going to be off another 4 days in recovery. It just didn't make sense. And then putting that imposter syndrome and guilt aside so that I could put that big price on it, because guess what? That is what the time is worth. And that's what is involved or required for something like this. So I know that's just a tiny little sliver of business with the public speaking side of things, but that transition of understanding energy management and squashing that imposter syndrome was a massive part of the growth. And you mentioned as well, I think, the transition, right? So how to move from side hustle to full-blown, ready to take it, entrepreneurship. And that was a challenge for me because of security fears, right?
Right.
So yeah. Especially with chronic illness issues, healthcare was a big concern of mine, and a career, you know, working for somebody else, that came with it. Thankfully, I got to rely on my amazing husband and support system for that. And it made that fear easier to deal with and cope with. The rest was all just keep hustling and making sure that you are meeting your goals, you're setting goals, and then meeting those goals mm-hmm. with sales so that you make sure that that income is comfortable enough for you to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, well, and it sounds like, Kara will go next, but it sounds like you did a good job of having revenue in place. And so it wasn't like this leap from zero to hero that we think a lot of people have this myth, like, okay, I'm going to be passionate and I'm just going to give it all up and I'm going to go for it. And it's like, well, there is a practical application of just like starting to create some revenue. And obviously you did that before you made that transition, I'm assuming, right? So that's...
Yes.
So important.
That settled the fears too. Yeah. Health insurance and income for sure. Two big, big foundations.
Yeah, totally. Go ahead.
And I like how you really spoke to like the cost benefit analysis of, in your case, it was like burnout and having to decompress and like recuperate after speaking, and how do you put a price tag on that? But I think it speaks to, in general, how entrepreneurs have a lot of cost benefit analysis that they do day to day, kind of constantly. Did you have people in your life that were helping you with that analysis? And like, what were those relationships like? How did they help you?
Oh, 100%. Like there's literally no way I would be where I am without my supportive community or my family and friends, because it takes so much to be confident in yourself and have that faith in yourself and your strengths. And when you have a strong community of people that are ambitious and that just love you and see strengths in you that you don't see in yourself, it's a massive, massive source of power. And, you know, I think we, Carrie, you and I, we've been building an amazing community through LinkedIn for a while. LinkedIn Local as well, you know, finding those local entrepreneurs that want to sparkle and shine, but they are authentic too. They're not the highlight reel all the time. They're okay talking about the struggles and the failures, because that's when we learn from each other and grow. And having that vulnerability and authenticity in our own communities has been so fruitful, because I feel like I learn from others' mistakes so that I don't have to have that fear anymore for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I think I would add to your resume, like the vulnerability queen and like helping other people stand in their own vulnerability. And that's where I started to take LinkedIn seriously, is I went to one of your workshops. I was like, just kind of dipping my toe in the water, trying to learn about LinkedIn. And I went to one of your local public talks and you just talked about vulnerability. And I got in my car, shot my first video. It sucked. So I drove home, reshot the video in my backyard. It was like marginal. I posted it. And from there on out, I was just like off to the races. So you did do an exceptional job at like really empowering people through your story and really through what you've done. And I think, to your point, like find your community, find your village. You know, entrepreneurship doesn't have to be a solo venture. You might be building your business on your own, but surrounding yourself with those support outlets, I think for us, I mean, we can speak for a long time on that, on how we've been able to grow as a function of those relationships. So
we could eat up the time on this podcast and every future podcast on, well, it's just so silly to think that like, hey, I'm going to speak a foreign language, or I'm going to do something and then not associate with people who already do it. Right. And then just try to figure it out. So yeah, absolutely. As you were, starting to put, so as you're starting to put, you know, your business together and pricing and get into like, well, how do I, what about my services look like, public speaking or whatever else? Like, what are some maybe things that you faltered on or things that you could maybe share that would be helpful for the budding or aspiring entrepreneur out there? Like, what are the top couple of things that
some
maybe come to-
Some funny stories, some blunders. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I feel like starting a business is just like finding a big ball of clay. Like, you're gonna do it. You got the clay here and we're gonna start molding it away to make it into these cool shapes. And you get a couple services in there and it's this pretty design thing, but then you realize this isn't right. Something's not going well here. We need to remold it, reshape it, and reorganize. My biggest issue at the beginning was casting a wide net that was way too wide, right? Mm-hmm. As a people pleaser, I was ready to just, you know, you want the moon, I'll go get it, you know, let's go to space. But unfortunately, that's just not sustainable. And it wasn't able to grow my team that way too, because I couldn't tell my team, hey, we need to do 10 videos per week for month A. And then for month B, we needed to transition and work on content copywriting and blogging and email marketing, landing page design, all that jazz. It just wasn't working. So I think that's the biggest issue, but it was a good issue, right? Because I learned through the failure, or not really a failure, but through the chaos and disarray, mm-hmm. that it's important to just pivot. And it's that word for like 2020 was terrible, but it's the name of the game in entrepreneurship too. When you've got to figure it out. And finally, when you hit the sweet spot and you know you're there, that's when you actually sculpt it and bake it and set it to go, right? You can always change it later and add to it, but that was the biggest issue for me. And then, you know, relying on help, trying to figure out how are we going to take it to the next level to understand the needs, demands, and deliver at that point too. Because then I can't tell you how many times strategic relationships have failed because of either a lack of clear expectations or a lack of me sourcing that candidate and that support efficiently and effectively to get the goal done, right? So that's another big failure that you learn from and you grow from. But without having that in hindsight, I would not be nearly as strong or successful as I am today. So those mistakes were good.
Yeah. And so when you say about casting too wide of a net, what you're really talking about is products and services, right? So you were sitting down with someone who potentially wanted something and you weren't saying like, this is what I do, and like limiting, which I think to most like budding entrepreneurs feels like, no, I don't want to cut my sales off. Like, I want to be able to sell and like create as much revenue as possible, which is super true. But you also just like can't, like just like we were talking about before the call, you can't do everything. So at some point you have to say, no, this is my lane, and then be comfortable referring out that other business, right? I mean, where did you sort of end up in terms of like what you were now that maybe you were trying to do before that you like learned to let go of? I mean, you mentioned like copywriting or something like that.
Yeah, right. Like before, we were a full service marketing agency. And as a startup marketing agency, there's just no realistic way to do something like that. Right. So, you know, I tried to take everything that I was doing for one client, one, you know, 30-hour a week committed client, and duplicate that for all clients across the board. But the thing was, is that there's no blueprint in marketing, because every organization's different, every industry is different, every, you know, target market is different. So you can't work on blueprints. You can't do that, but you can do systems, right? Which I know you guys believe in through and through. But with that, I had to really pivot and pull back from, I can do it all, to, no, I'm going to specialize specifically in personal branding and corporate branding, but on the digital marketing front. So bringing PR fundamentals to your digital reputation, which is social media, web development, all that jazz. But yeah, so taking all the technical details away and just focusing on that, having our lane and then swimming in it until we run out of steam, which hopefully will never happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it takes a lot of courage to say, no, I can't do that service. I can't do that service because I think I can win in this particular lane and create enough revenue and enough business. And congrats on figuring that piece of the puzzle out.
Thanks.
Well, and Chantel, I'd love to get into a little bit of your expertise, at least scratch the surface on personal branding. And, you know, the audience is really directed in many ways to side hustlers. And I think sometimes side hustlers, they struggle to see themselves having a brand, especially early on in the game. But any suggestions or insight you could give someone for like starting that journey and differentiating themselves? And I think you, in so many ways, just really amplify how people post on social media. So what would be your suggestions for someone navigating that early on?
You know, the core foundation of it all is really authenticity and self-awareness, right? Because you can't be strong if you don't know what your weaknesses are too. So that part is not something that I specialize in, the whole life coaching side. It's deep work. It is hard. And that's what helps you find that what is fulfilling, how you can be fulfilled in your career. So that's really the prerequisite, right, to building a personal brand.
Yeah.
And then once you're authentic and you know who you are, you know what you stand for, you know your values, that's going to be your glue to finding your voice and reaching your goals. You know, one of the coolest things that happened to me this year was I got so at Stardust Creative, we're really trying to reverse engineer the entertainment industry. So how the casting world goes about finding talent and fulfilling roles. And that is all personal branding related. So what are the roles that they fill on screen? And one of the interviews we had was actually with Matthew McConaughey, yes, the legend himself. And he's just one of the most authentic humans, I think, that ever existed. You can see this person in advertisements, commercials, on podcasts, all that jazz. And he is the same through and through. Mm-hmm. So that's authenticity. But what he shared really was the nuts and bolts of personal branding is your values, because you can be distracted by all the shiny things and you can lose your focus so quickly. But if you have those values, those priorities in your life that through and through are your non-negotiables, that's where he says you hit the honey hole, which I think is an ice fishing reference, but I don't know. I'm not an ice fisher. So the values are critical, right? You need to align yourself with those values and highlight your non-negotiables so that you know what it is in your career that you can't budge on, right? So what are your non-negotiables? Have you had that conversation, those values? What are yours? Carrie Craig, it's a question.
Oh.
I thought that was rhetorical to the audience.
A little bit of both, but I'd love to ask you.
Yeah. So the values we have for our overall branding, which has several companies, is impact, adventure, and family. Right. And so that absolutely is super true. And that's even helped us just recently in the last year or two kind of guide bigger decisions that we've had to make, or tougher decisions where we're like, what do we really value? What is really important? You know, and then let's use those to like, to build principles. And then, you know, as Ray Dalio talks about, and then ultimately like make decisions and help that steer our life versus, you're right, getting caught up in what's flashy, and especially on social media, because it's like, you don't know who's real, who's actually built something legit, and who just gets a lot of likes, who's paying for those likes, who has VAs. I mean, like the noise is just crazy. And sometimes it's hard to find the signal in the noise. And so we find that once you really get under the hood and kick the tires, that like some people are not as legit as they might project, right? Which is okay. There's nothing wrong with aspiring. But I think staying close to family, adventure, and impact has been super huge for us. So anything you want to add on that? And then we have our own personal values that we've done and stuff, but those are the ones for the company which align with us.
Yeah. I mean, they're just clarifying, especially when there's a lot of chaos, a lot of challenges. You know, the pandemic has been an interesting space, I think, for people to step back and reflect on. I mean, it stirred things up. It stirred the pot and gave people that angle and the time to really evaluate. And what's been nice is that our values have stayed really true through that, but it's like a good guidepost and good borders to be able to have when you're going through stuff, or have like deeper questions on where to invest my time or with who, or to your point, like who to be following. So
yeah, it's like you can feel yourself when you hit the rumble strips, I feel like. And if you've got a good community, it's like, okay, well, we're getting off track. Let's get back on. So yeah, great points.
That's beautiful. Well, I can totally see that, you know, knowing your brands and seeing you online and watching and following you, adventure, family, impact, those are three must-haves for your souls. I can definitely read that through and through. So well done with that. And, you know, those values don't just end there. They go deeper and deeper and deeper. Like, what about family, right? It's our family's health. It's our family's presence. It's our family's stability and presence and all that jazz. So there's so much deeper that takes it beyond. And that's why the value setting and voice finding is such a time consuming piece of the personal branding puzzle, because it takes so much discovery for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think sometimes it's easy to think we value something, but then when it comes down to it, like it's not in our calendar. We don't prioritize. It's like, maybe I don't value, you know, whatever it might be that you think you might. Right. So that's been an interesting process of learning as you run different businesses too. So, so speaking of family and values, I mean, we've had a chance to meet you and your family and hopefully someday future family.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the reasons that we wanted to write the book is because we felt like we've been able to create a really blessed life and be able to be home with our kids and, you know, have the live-in nanny and, you know, just a lot of the great stuff and freedom of choice. And I think sometimes people get lost in that journey for entrepreneurship, and then family and some of those bigger values get put to the side, kind of like you're saying. So do you have any tips for folks on maybe how to balance, especially if they still have a job, plus side hustle, plus family, like anything that comes to mind that, you know, you could recommend, or mistakes you've made that you've now changed?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, calendar blocking. I believe in that for sure. You block off, take your family time like you would your career, right? Because if you're serious about your career, you'll be serious about the being present with your family. But also, you know, communications is critical. So with the launch of everything, and, you know, I'll be transparent, I'll be candid. We had a hard time in our marriage because we weren't communicating effectively. And we weren't aware of what each other wanted, right? And how we could come together as a unit to make each other's dreams come true, because we weren't on the same page. But it took us, you know, pulling back, you know, hiring a third party to help us mediate and have these discussions, because we started speaking different languages too. Mm-hmm. After 10 years of marriage, you start speaking different languages and having different wants and needs and becoming different people too, right? Because that's human nature. We evolve. Mm-hmm. If you're not evolving, you're not growing, you're not learning, you're nothing. So I really do believe that having a strong support system and really prioritizing again those values that you hold near and dear to you, you keep those prioritized and you put in the work, because you should be just as serious about that family time, about, you know, your healthy partnerships, or, you know, your parents, taking care of your parents and being present with them as well, as you would your business and growing your business. Because if you start to let things go a little loose, they unravel quick, right? So I think that's my biggest suggestion would be to keep a steady, you know, eye on things and put in the work all around, not just on your business.
Yeah, I think that's really sound advice. And that's sometimes the struggle is, by nature, a lot of business owners are fanatical. So it's like one track mind, I'm fanatical about my business, but be fanatical about your relationship with a partner or your children or whatever else the values align with. I think that's really beautiful advice.
Yeah. And I think there's also somewhat of a misnomer, I think, and maybe you can relate to this or disagree, but there might be a time where it's not perfectly balanced, right? I mean, we've had years where, or months or whatever, especially pre-kids, it was easier to do this, but it was like, we were literally just running and gunning super hard and like head down, but we didn't want to do it to such a crazy degree that then we break relationships or they get messed up. And then I think when you go through that sort of that, that really intense part of entrepreneurship, then you can let go and step back and start to have that balance. So I don't know that people should think that everything has to be perfectly balanced all the time, but at the same time, you don't want to let it, you don't want to go way off the rumble strips and end up in the ditch, right? So I think that that's kind of the way we've experienced it. Is that, would you agree with that or?
Oh, totally. 110%. I mean, there are, it's easy to think that it's all perfection from far away, right? When you see somebody having so much success, but they don't see the long nights. They don't see the fact that sometimes you aren't present with your family. Sometimes you're traveling for, you know, a week straight and you're away from your family and you're counting on your partner to steer the ship and make sure that everything's okay. But that communication is truly critical, not just in your team and growing a business, but really in every area of life. And without, like we said earlier, those mentor communities, those communities of support are critical, so critical, especially when you hit the hard spots.
Which are there, no matter what industry you're in.
Yeah.
Pandemic or no pandemic, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you jumping in and sharing. I mean, one of the things that we talk about again is just like, how do we use the side hustle and entrepreneurship to improve the quality of our life, right? And I think that you've obviously been able to elevate and do that in so many ways. And so we just really want to be the type of people that help get people closer to what matters most in their life, right? And like and not go off on that crazy track and then look back 30 years later and be like, oh, what did I just do or what did I just miss out on? So thank you for not only doing it, but sharing it and like being it. And we're really excited to get more time with you in the future and your family. I know we've kind of crossed paths in Upper Michigan. We were going to try to link up and it didn't work forever, but and I know your son is close to our daughter's age. So we're going to have a lot of fun in the future and have a lot of good times and memories, but thanks for being on and thanks for sharing. Any last insights? Like what's new, like what's hot, what's like on your mind? What have you learned lately that just maybe you want to share with an audience on people working to grow their businesses?
You know, I think the biggest piece is, you know, somebody asked me earlier today, I was on a live social media thing and they said, what's the one big thing you're working on this quarter? And I said, literally nothing. I think the big piece is that if the pandemic taught us anything, if chronic illness taught me anything, it's that life is precious and short and sweet and fragile. And if we're not taking the time to pull away and just be present with ourselves and fill our own cup and be happy and joyful and appreciate the many blessings of our life, what's it all worth anyways? So I think setting that reminder and just letting everybody know that, you know, I know the hustle is there and it's great to work hard, 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 but you're only as strong as you feed your soul and you care for yourself. So it's critical to take that moment of pause. So that's what my big quarterly goal is going fishing next week with my three older brothers and my little dude and my husband. And
so cute.
Awesome. Yeah, we're going to catch some walleye and just chill with nature. And it's going to be awesome. Just connect.
I recently read an article on forest bathing.
Ooh.
A very cool concept. Just like surrounding yourself in nature and the power emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. And I feel like we've been doing a lot of that through the pandemic, especially up at our lake house in the Northwoods. So I hope you enjoy every minute of that. And my mantra in my 20s was very much like the work hard, play hard philosophy. And I've in my 30s added like self-care hard too. So I love that you talk a lot about that. And we're all about working it and working hard in the direction of your goals, but like also please take care of yourself. And
right.
There are things that are important to you. So with that, Chantel, where can people find you? We've talked a lot about your presence on LinkedIn, but where else can people find you and access your services and your mindset?
Well, I'm on all the socials. So if you type in my name, Google will lead you the right way. Thank you for asking.
Oh, well, good. Well, we'll post some things up in the show notes for people to maybe some links for people to access. But again, we really appreciate your candidness for you taking the time to be on. And for the audience, everybody enjoy the grind and take some things you can really implement from what Chantel shared today. And I know it'll help you in your growth and on your journey. So over and out. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the grind. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
Please subscribe and leave a review, and be sure to visit tandemconsulting.co/talks.